This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a moment, remembering that intrepid comic strip reporter, Brenda Starr. But first, Tri-X. If you're a photographer, you may know that Tri-X is a classic Kodak black and white film stock. It revolutionized the process of taking pictures because it was fast. Photos could be shot without a flash, and high shutter speeds could be used to capture movement without the blur of slower film stocks. It became the film of choice in everything from fashion to combat photography. Tri-X was released 50 years ago. Today, in a feature we call Photo Op, National Geographic Society photographer Chris Rainier explains the importance of this film to Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.
Chris Rainier, do pictures that are taken with Tri-X film look different? Because apparently this particular film is something photographers are just passionate for.
Absolutely, Alex. It has a mystique about it, and it also has a sort of graininess to it that we all now, in the beginning of the 21st century, certainly some of us that are old enough, associate with many of the most historical important events over the last 50 years.
It's that look. But what is that look? Why is it different from other black and white films?
I think it gives you a sense that you're there and it's gritty and you can smell the event, you can hear the event, and unlike any other black and white film that I've ever used, it just has this feeling, this mystique, this presence.
Well, let's talk about two images that were taken on Tri-X film. There is this very well-known photograph from the Vietnam War. It's of a South Vietnamese general executing a captured Viet Cong during the Tet Offensive, I believe, in 1968. It's quite an image. It's close to the action here. This general, his arm is extended. He's holding a pistol. He's pointing it right at the head of this man he's shooting, and he is shooting him in this photograph.
You feel that event. You feel it right in your belly because he was so close. Even though it's shot in black and white and not color.
And I'll just mention that the photographer here is a man named Eddie Adams who's died within the last year.
And it's because he shot it on Tri-X that I think the Tri-X film enhanced the moment, made it really iconic, made it like you were there. And I think, you know, so many different photographers felt that they only could shoot on Tri-X because it had this presence. It had this feeling like you were there, F8, and be there.
Okay, and here's another image that you wanted to talk about. It's a kind of a portrait of the artist Salvador Dali, and there's a lot going on in this picture. I know this picture as well. Dali is kind of floating in the background. There's also a chair floating in this. There are a couple of cats. There's a tremendous amount of stuff going on here, all kind of refers to Dali's art, but I don't know how a photographer would even go about taking this picture, and I don't know who took this one.
This one was taken by a classic Life magazine photographer, a fellow named Philip Halsman. I am speaking on behalf of the photographer, but I imagine he used Tri-X to get this effect, to get this feeling of things floating through the air. And again, it has a beautiful sort of palette of shades of gray, all the way to black and all the way up into white. And I think it could only have been taken on Tri-X film.
Why is it, Chris, that photographers want to continue to shoot in black and white anyway? There are so many spectacular color images today. There's something about that black and white.
Even though we have an amazing array of color films, and now into the digital world, we certainly do, there's something iconic about black and white. When you stop and look at a black and white image, it sort of transcends the moment. It transcends our daily life and steps into a place where, when reduced to those shades of gray, black, and white, become more essential. And I think that's why so many photographers, even today, still continue to use Tri-X and also to use black and white film, because it does take you into a different reality, and it allows the photographer to potentially have the moment to create images that withstand the test of time. And when you think of those classic images from the Vietnam War, those are moments that stand out as truly iconic moments of the 20th century.
Photo Op curator and photographer Chris Rainier, thanks.
You're very welcome, Alex.
And I'm Alex Chadwick for Day to Day.